Okay, so today we have the last Advent day, as you guys know. And today, because it's the last one, it's not because it's listing or anything like that. It's also important topics that we learn during the whole rest or the whole Advent, which is a really great blessing. We learn about the hope. We learn about peace. We learn about joy. And today we will continue learning a little bit more about love. What else we can say about love, right? God is love. So that covers everything. Let's just wrap out everything and go home and enjoy the rest of the day. But God bless me with scripture this week and something that he's working on me. And like always, I'm going to just try to share with you guys. And I hope that God will continue also using that experiences that I'm living and also receiving from him to then, there you go, guys. And if you see some value or something that you can take from there and say, oh, let's just do it. Let's just apply it in my life and then continue walking in this so we can continue joining this life and these experiences in relationship with God. And to do that, I want to open with this, how you call it, riddle? Oh, now you're paying attention. Who sits in a corner and does nothing all day but somehow still travels the world? What? The stamps. The stamps from the letter. Oh, Anaya. Praise God. The stamps. They're still in the corner, doing nothing all day, but they still travel the whole world. You're impressed, huh? Nice. So the same thing today, we're going to talk about that specific topic about journey. The journey that God is giving in our life and something that I'm learning in my life and hopefully again in yours. It is the principle of the sails. The sails, people that navigate on the sea, they say that in order to understand where you are right now in this middle of the ocean, is to go and look back and say, that's where from I come from. That's the understanding of that. So, in other words, me standing here today in this live place, relationship with you guys, leadership or responsibilities or roles or anything, name it, we have to then look back and say, oh, wow, what you did and what you have done in my life to make me to be here today, when maybe I'm not supposed to be here today because of different situations. In your life is the same thing. It can be something family-wise. It can be something harmful or sick or anything, and you're still here. By his grace and his glory, because he wants to. So enjoy it, have fun, because we don't know when this is going to be over, right? And when he's come again, because according to the Advent definition, he's coming. He's coming again, and that's why we're waiting. We're waiting again for his second coming. And this life, this journey, is continue teaching us some things. And I was reading a story from a Jewish person, and it got my attention because he was explaining the same topic. He was explaining, like, he was with his master, and his master told him, tomorrow we're going to travel. We're going to walk. So just be ready. Be prepared. So he get everything in place, get everything that he needs in order to go to travel, food, the backpack with all the things that he needs to have, water, the right clothes, and everything. And then next day in the morning, he just started walking with his master, and then when he was walking, he noticed small hills around him, left and right, and he keeps walking. And then they stop sometimes to talk, to eat, to relax, refresh, continue, and then continue. What happened is that at some point, he get to a place that now the hills are not anymore over there. Now they're not there anymore. He looks to the right, he looks to the left, and there's no hills anymore. And now he can see everything, because he gets to a point in the afternoon that now he's in the uphill in the mountain. He's over there. And now he can see the landscape. He can see everything. And then the master say, what you can see now? He say, well, I can see everything right now, which is nice and beautiful. It's a beautiful picture. He say, but can you look from where you came from? And he say, yeah. He say, during the path of walking to here, you were not thinking about where you're going to be, because you would keep walking and those hills were over there, but then the hills start going down slowly because you were going up. So in the short term, you were thinking like, I'm still here and they have these hills covering me. But in the long term, he get to the point that now the hills were down here because he walked over there to the uphill and the mountain and the top of the mountain, and now he's over there because that was the long term. And sometimes you and me, we are living in that journey. We're walking in that journey, and then in that journey, we will see things in our life that make us to stop. I don't want to continue. I want to stop because this is not what I'm planning or the goal or the target that I'm supposed to get. This is not the landscape picture that I have. So in short term, I'm going to stop over here. But the principle that the master was teaching him, it is, we need to continue. Never stop. Continue. So the point here about the candle of love is that this is not just saying, Jesus Christ, share with us the love of God. God is love. We are learning that. And we say, that's it. Love. We have love. We're done. No. We have to continue in applying the love in our life. It's a daily thing. It's a long term. This is not saying like, I have Jesus Christ, I have love. Done. Check mark. Let's go to the next one. No, this is going to be the same thing today afternoon, tomorrow, next week, next year. And you have to. We have to continue in applying the love in our life with others, with everyone. We cannot just trust and say, that's it. I have Jesus Christ in my life and the love is done. I have it. We have to continue doing it. It's the same thing with the application of patience or anything like that. We have to continue applying that. We cannot just say that we are Christian and we have Jesus Christ in our life and everything is fulfilled. We have to continue applying it. We have to continue in doing it. Because we will continue facing in our journeys different things in our life. And we have to continue using that to continue giving more strength to those things like love and continue building that to get to the landscape that we want to get and see the big picture of what God wants us to see in our life. At least in my experience, I think we are alive today, right, Jeanette? Because... You want me to say it? Okay. Everyone has journeys, right? I think we are alive today because the mercy of God. The other day, Jeanette left the stove on for how many hours? 1 hour? Okay. And then also, another experience that I have this week, it was that sometimes we left the door open in the front. Sorry. He's like, oh, you're going to say that story? Yeah. It's a journey. We're learning. We're growing. And I was talking with John and my family and say, hey, you have to be careful. You cannot leave the doors open. Because, yeah, we forgot. We tend to have too many things in our head. And you know, anyone can enter the house and harm us or do anything. And guess what happened? One guy entered the house. No. It was a stranger. So we were in the kitchen, Jeanette and myself, and I saw Jeanette, and Jeanette do the reaction of surprise, because we have a guy here that we don't know. the first thing that I was thinking it was about you, Rudy, because I was saying, maybe Rudy sent a worker or something, I don't know. And the first reaction, and this was like 30 minutes after I'm talking with Jan and my family about leaving the door open. 30 minutes after that, any reason, any experiences, or anything about this journey is with a purpose. So God was showing us something. God was teaching us something. Thanks God it was just a neighbor parents that he got confused and he entered the house by mistake. So again, we are here. So let's thank God for that and enjoy it. Because we don't know what's going to happen later today afternoon or maybe tomorrow. So let's just enjoy it. Let's have fun. Now, me also talking about my experience of being here today, back in 2005 when I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, people keep prophesying to me and saying things about being a pastor or a leader role in a church or something like that. And by the grace of God, that's what I'm doing right now because of you guys. Thank you for that, but also by the grace of God because all the glory is for him. But what I'm saying is that between 2005 and this year today, I can now look back and say, wow, what story, what journey, what experiences we have in our life to be here today. And all the glory to God to make that happen. The only thing it is that he was teaching me this week about this is going to continue. Don't think that this is over. And that's what I was sharing with you guys, the story of the Jews, because I'm keep experiencing things. Also in my work environment, new bosses, new stuff, new decisions, and that's giving you journeys in life. But enough from me. Let's just go by the scripture now, because God teach me something really interesting here. Okay, let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah 35. Journey, it means like an act of traveling from one place to another, but also in the original, it means something done during the day, something that you are completing or not completing, some experiences that happen in your life. That's the meaning of journey. Now, Isaiah 35, 1 through 10, it says, come near the desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon, they will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retributions. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Thank you. So the teaching of this, or what Isaiah was talking about the journey, is that God, anyway, in our journey that we're living right now, He's always beside us. He's always over there. He's always going to be there. And according to Scripture, we can see over here in verse, chapter 35, verse 3, you can see, strengthen the feeble hands. And that's the first point that I want to share with you guys today. That we need to strengthen the feeble hand. Because sometimes we tend to like, I'm tired. I'm done. I don't know if I want to continue doing this. And it can be related to anything. Work, life, relationships, church. Let's be honest. Transparent. The same thing. We can tend to be tired and like, I just want to throw away everything and just, I don't know, I don't want to do this. I don't feel it. But He's over there. And He's telling us, strengthen. So He's telling you like an instruction, a command, a guideline, and say, do it. Let's just get strength. Find the strength. I'm here with you. I'm not leaving you. Because I am the creator. I am the reason of this path. I am the reason of this walk. I am the reason of purpose of making this happen in your life. Not you, me, in my case. It's me, God, that is giving you this path, giving you this way. Strengthen your hands. Let's continue. When we learn more about this definition of the hands, it means oath. When you make an oath with someone. In this case, what God is telling you, give strength of the oath that you have with me. What you already promised me, or what you say, God, please, forgive me. I will follow you. I will be your servant. Strengthen that. Give some strength to that oath that you established with God, because that will help you to continue walking in that journey that you and I have. That will continue helping you and me to continue being more strong in this walk with Him. The second one that I want to share with you guys, it is steady the knees that give way. The knees. And when we learn more about the definition of knee, what does that mean in this Hebrew? It means faith. And that's another thing that we are facing every day with our walk in our daily life. We tend to lose a little bit of the faith. Get some, a little bit to the flesh, emotions, and start maybe doing something that you're not supposed to do and that I'm not supposed to do or say either. Because if you put all your faith in Him, He has the control of everything and He's with you. When you give all the control to Him and you remove all the worriness, all the worry that you and I have, and we just take it out and say, no, you put me in this path. You are the one leading me. You are the one that is with me all the time. And you are the cause and reason that I'm walking this path. So I'm trusting in you right now. Continue helping me in this journey that I'm living right now at this moment. Because 2025 is going to be a new thing. It's going to be more stuff. Church, work, life, relationships, everything. It's going to be new things in our life, new journeys. And it will be not difficult if we really trust and have the faith that He's with us all the time walking. Now, when we continue learning about the scripture here in Isaiah 35, and we go through those verses of 8, 9, and 10, it says that the way of holiness is the way from the desert of suffering to Zion, Jerusalem. It is only found by following God. Only the redeemed will travel God's way of holiness. They will be protected from evil travelers and dangerous animals. God is preparing a way for His people to travel home, and He will walk with us. God not only show us the way to follow, but He always walk beside us. But he's saying the scripture, just the redeemed. Let's just go over there. 35 and verse 9. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there. Who's the redeemed? Amen. Praise God. That's us. Now pay attention, because the definition of redeem, it means that someone pays something for you. Let's start looking around the world, and around books, religions. Who did that for you and for me? No one else. Jesus Christ. And anyway, we're still debating over there. This is Old Testament. Just for the Jewish people or other people, or maybe people that are watching me right now in social media. This is Old Testament. Isaiah, the prophet, he's saying the redeemed, which is us, which he means someone pay a debt in place of you so that way you can be a redeemed. That means you're bringing back to the original place that you're supposed to be. Jesus Christ. There's no one else that did that in the past or any other prophets. Jesus Christ. So that's what we're believing. That's what we're trusting. And that's what we trust right now in the scripture, that he says that's the only person or the only people that he will be walking that holiness way. The one that God prepared for you and for me. Through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the one bringing that hope, that joy, that peace, and that love. And he's showing us the journey that we're supposed to live. And everything he can be enclosed on that. Love. Love your life. Love your relationship with your family, with your friends, with your family. Love your neighbor. Love the enemy. Love. That was the journey that Jesus Christ lived when he was here on the earth in a flesh, teaching us how we're supposed to live this journey with love. Difficult? Yes. Because the desires of the flesh. You can make it happen? Yeah, also. He did it. Why not us? We can too. Let's live that journey, accept it, enjoy that journey, and then let's just walk in love. The other point over here is that when you go to 35, and you see verse 4, it says, say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. But who is that person? The person with the fearful hearts. And once again, he's talking here, the prophet he's talking from God and saying to us, you with fearful hearts, trust in God. Give some strength to those hands, and also steady faith, steady knees, so that way you can continue walking in this life, this journey. I was reading a story in the Bible that you guys know about Rebecca. Genesis 24. I'm not going to read everything, but let's just go over there. Genesis 24. So this is the story. Abraham is already dying. He's too old. And now he's talking to the servant. Very old. Number 1, 24. Abraham was now very old. And the Lord has blessed him in every way. So now you have Abraham, sick, old, and he want to make sure that the promise that God gave him, it will be happening, which is that this land that he was leaving, which anyway the Canaanites, they were there, he will continue leaving his offspring over there, which it was through Isaac. Isaac needs a wife to make that happen. So now Abraham, he sent his servants to find a wife to his son. And he sent it to the original place where Abraham came from. He said, no, you have to go over there and get a wife from my son. And that's the oath that I'm putting with you. According to Scripture, that time he had to put the hand in the tithe over here to establish that oath, that covenant between them. You promise me that you can go over there and find a wife for my son? And you say, well, but what happened if she say no? Well, if she say no, then you will be released from this oath. But go over there. And you say, well, what about if we send your son over there? They say, no, that's not the promise from God. The promise of God is here. He told me that this land is going to be ours. So bring her over here so he can stay here, and then God will supply or do that promise that he did to me through my son. Okay, let's do it. So then you have the servant start walking in that journey. Now he have the oath. He have that ready to go. Let's go to 24. Hallelujah. Let's go to 24, 27. 24, 27. I'm going to read from 26. Then the man bowed down and worshiped the Lord, saying, praise be to the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master. Hallelujah. As for me, the Lord has led me on the journey to the house of my master relatives. Pay attention. This is the servant. He said, just go over there and find a wife to my son. I don't know where I'm going. Who is your relative? I don't know. I'm just know that I establish an oath with my master and that I have faith of what he's saying. So he's removing the feeble hands, and he's removing any unsteady knees out of his life. I'm trusting in this. I'm trusting and have the confidence of my master. So I'm going to start walking this journey and find a wife for my master, son. And he starts just walking that path. And now when he gets to this point where all the ladies in the afternoon come to grab water for the family, he just sit down over there after he's tired, walking all that journey, and then he say, God, that you are kind, that you are faithful to my master, that you are the great thing, right? He's saying, may the lady that he will present to me these needs that I have of water also give water to my camels. Because in that time, the ladies will supply some water to the people that it was walking over there, or they ask, but not for the animals. That's why he made that in representation of a God answer in his life. So he's walking. He just stop over there. He sit down. He get the water, and then Rebecca show over there, and then she say, let me give you water, but also let me give water to your camels. Confirmation. Okay, this is the girl. He don't know yet if she is a relative or not of Abraham. He don't know that yet until he asks her, who are you? And then she say, oh my goodness. What beautiful it is when you receive a revelation and confirmation from God, right? That give you that, okay, let's continue. Let's move forward. Because in our journeys that we are facing those challenges, again, short term, we're seeing those hills. We just want to stop and we don't want to continue. We just want to, I'm done. And I just wanted to just, let me just go back. I don't want to go to the end. I don't want to go up the hill. Now, when we go to 24:40, what it says? 24:40. He replied, the Lord before whom I have walked faithfully will send his angel with you and make your journey a success, so that you can get a wife for my son from my own clan and from my father's family. So today, I'm just here from God to tell myself and you that your journey, it will be successful. And I'm just hoping that you can take that one and feel like, yes, I'm going to take that one, and I know it's going to be successful. Anyway, I'm not seeing what I want to see in my life right now, it's going to be successful. I'm going to have success because I'm trusting that He's walking with me right now. And then verse 42 says, when I came to the spring today, I say, Lord God of my master Abraham, if you will, please grant success to the journey on which I have come. And then verse 56, he say, but he say to them, do not detain me. Now that the Lord has granted success to my journey, send me on my way so I may go to my master. Everything is done. This guy doesn't know. Again, he didn't know which one it was. He just asked the Lord. The Lord presented to him the lady. The lady was confirming that she's from the family or the relative from Abraham. And then at the end, in this point, he was saying, I need to go to my master to bring the promise that he told, or that he was asking me that I establish that oath, because I need to comply with my oath. And now the people will say, let's just wait 10 days. Give me just 10 days. And then you can live with her. No. Do not detain me. Because I need to go back to my master. I need to go back to the oath that I established with him and say, I accomplished what you were asking me. And that's why you and I were leaving right now. This is the journey. We're waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ, or maybe we will die before that. I don't know. Who knows? But we have the assurance that Jesus Christ in our hearts, in our minds, is saved us. And anyway, we will be in heaven with him. Anyway, we will be in heaven because we trust in him. We trust in his word. That's why the scripture in Matthew 7:13 and 14, it says that he gives two paths, two ways. The one that is big, really wide open, where a lot of people were going into there, into that door, into that path. But the one that I'm offering you is maybe small to enter and walk, because it's just one, Jesus Christ. The other one have too many things. Too many things that you already know and understood that to be a redeemed, it was just because someone did something for you, and it was him, no one else. I want to leave you with this. Mark 6:8. The scripture says, these were his instructions, Jesus Christ's instructions to the 12 disciples. This is the first time he's telling them, hey, take nothing for the journey. Except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts, nothing. Let's go. Take nothing. And I'm the one that I know in my journey, sometimes we start doubting. We bring worriness in our life. And I start doubting of the word of God, of his promise. We start thinking that he's not with us anymore because we don't feel anything, because we have silence in our life. We don't hear anything. But he's there. He's working on something for us. Jesus Christ sent the 12 with these, saying, take nothing to the, for the journey except the staff. What is the staff? The staff, it can mean a lot of things, because right now, the staff, you can use it when you're a pastor to bring your sheep back to the riddle or to the place. But this staff, because when you go to Mark and when you go to Matthew, you're not seeing this specific scripture over here. In those two scriptures, in Matthew and Mark, you will see a difference. You will see that they will say in Matthew, don't take anything. Just go. But then Mark, he put over here, don't take anything, right? But except the staff. In this one, he's pointing the staff. So the staff, when we go and learn more about it, what is the meaning of that? It means that you are in a high position in something. You are in a place of something. Like, for example, when you go to the royalty or anything like that, that they have those staff with the, boom, you know, I am the king here, or I'm the prince here, or whatever. I am, you know, I have a high position here. So the same meaning for these 12 disciples, I have the staff because I have a position in the kingdom of God. And my Lord Jesus Christ sent me to preach about the salvation, about the redemption that we are doing or that he's doing in your life. That means when you understand that, that you are in that position, you don't need anything else. You just know who you are in Jesus Christ, who you are with God, and you just go. I know who I am. I know. Because I know what he say about me, not what anyone else say about me. So then because I know that that's my staff, I will go, and I'm not going to worry about anything else. No food, no bag, no money, not anything. That's easy to say, John. We're living in this world. Anyway. You need stuff. You need resources. The point over here is that God will be with us in the whole path. He will be with us all the time. He will not leave in us. He will stay with us all the time. And I'm trusting in that. That's my faith. That's the relationship that we are establishing with him, because we trust that he's going to be with us. Anyway, maybe it's not going the way that we like to, because he's orchestrating something for you and for me. I'm going to leave you with these three phrases. Number one, sometimes the hardest journeys lead us exactly where God needs us to be. I'm one of them. Really difficult ones. And we don't understand. I don't understand it for that moment, because that was the short term. That was me walking, seeing the hills. Man, this is too much. I can't handle this. I want to quit. I can't anymore. Continue. And then long term, you can see that, wow, how far you took me or take me to be here now. I remember when I was doubting and when I was just over there saying, like, I can't anymore. I want to quit. But praise God that we are here today. Praise God. When love endures trials, it grows stronger, upheld by God's grace. When love restrains anger, grace opens the door to courage. Psalm 18:36. You provide a broad path for my feet so that my ankles do not give away. This is the word of the Lord. And any way you're entering through the narrow gate and narrow, you know, path, he's telling you, I'm going to make it comfortable for you anyway. Any way that you feel like is narrow, I'm going to make it in a social way that you will make it happen, that you will do it, you will get to the other side, because I will be with you. And that's enough. Really. Don't take anything. No money, no bag, no clothes. Just me, Jesus Christ. And that's everything that you need. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your scripture. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Thank you for the journeys. Any way that sometimes we don't understand them, any way we will continue trusting in you. We will trust and have the confidence that you will continue blessing us through your scripture, through the relationship that we are establishing with you, through the blessings of your Holy Spirit in our life. Thank you for everyone here. Thank you for the church. Thank you for all the blessings that you are doing through them and in here. We ask you, Lord, to continue blessing us all for you and for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.